The first part of the Gemara is it's now going on Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi, remember the first line said Hakora es Shema v'li Yishmiel Ozno. Then the Gemara, the first line of the Gemara here. So Rabbi Yossi had said, if you read it but you don't hear it, so Rabbi Yossi said you're not Yotzi. As the Tanakhama said, you are Yotzi. So the Gemara says, my time to Rabbi Yossi. How come Rabbi Yossi says that if you didn't hear what you said, that's not considered a sufficient articulation to be Yotzi? Meshum dechsev, because the Pasuk says, Shema, says you have to hear it, right? Which means, Hashmer la'aznecha, you have to make sure that you hear it with your own ear. Mata motzim b'picha, that which comes out of your mouth. You have to actually hear it, literally hear it. V'tanakama held it's not a problem, you're Yotzi, if you don't hear it. He's Savar, Shema means B'chol Lashon Tashomea. Here Shema means not hear it in the literal sense, but more like say like understand, listen, you know, understand. And therefore the point of Shema is telling you that as long as you understand what you're saying in a foreign language, you'd still be Yotzi. And what's with the Yotzi? He's Tarti Shema Mina. He learns both of those points from the same word Shema. In other words, he learns that Shema tells you Bikaron, yes, whatever language you understand, but also, like, by the by, here means you have to hear it. It's like a separate technicality. So he's not a drasha per se of the word Shema. It's saying that the Shema tells you B'chol Lashon, that's the drasha, and then, like, the direct implication, not needing to have a second drasha in the same word, means you have to hear what you're saying. Fine. That's all good. Now, so we got two opinions here on this point. Tanakama, who we will learn down the ways of Yehuda, just letting you know that secret, it says that a person... does not need to hear what he says, and Rabbi Yossi says you have to hear what you say. Okay, so now this is where I made that apology ahead of time. I've got a little—I don't know what to call it here—arts and crafts, a little chart for you. Okay, we're gonna keep track of this chart because I think it's gonna be too complicated otherwise. So if you feel insulted, I apologize. But this is what's going on over here. So here you got. Here's the ton. So that's why I say come in so you can see. Cuddle up, so everyone can see what's going on over here. Here's the Tanakama, as you can see, obviously. In parentheses there it says Rabbi Yehuda, because we'll learn that later on. Don't worry about that for now. Tanakama, this is the Tanakama. And here's Rabbi Yossi. Here they got the players. And you got three, this is a chart here. You have one compartment here, it says Lo Yatza Filo B'Di'Evid. Thank you, that's a good idea. To put it in your, you think it's like you're taking my lifeline out of it. I need that desperate. It's like you're taking, like, that's a disaster. I'll kill over and pass out without my fix. Thank you. So the first box over here, facing me here, is Lo Yatze Filo B'Yevid. So that would mean, or it's on Shema here, it means if you said Shema but you didn't hear what you said, you're not Yotzi even B'Yevid. The middle case is where you are Yotzi B'Yevid, but L'Chachila you shouldn't do it. So this is the Lashon of the Gemara. It says, B'Yevid in Aramaic means yes. Okay, I know that's confusing. So it means, B'di'evid, yes, you are, and I put the word there, Yotzi, in parentheses. L'charchila, lo, but you shouldn't do it l'charchila. That's the middle shita, middle zone. And then, the other extreme is, you're Yotzi l'charchila. It means you don't have to hear it. Who cares? It's not a factor. Say it, and don't worry about if you don't hear it. You can mumble it, you can say it, you know, softly, whisper it, doesn't matter. So there's three possibilities. So for now, I'm going to put the cards like this, although you'll see... We're going to move the cards around and back and forth 20 times now. Rabbi Yossi is in the camp of, you told me, we'll do the Tanakama first. Tanakama said, if you say Shema and you don't hear it with your own ear, you are Yossi, right? So we'll put that in Liyot Lachila for now. You'll see, we'll try both possibilities. And Rabbi Yossi says, Lo Yatza. So we'll learn that means not Yotzi, but Yavin. We'll learn it now. We don't have to quibble. You could put it here also, I appreciate that. But we'll do like this. I know, just for ease. The matter. So that's how we start. Sit over here. Fine. That's how it goes. So now look inside here. It's each step of the Gemara, we're going to rejigger the cards around so you can follow what's going on. So step one, we're hearing at the Tanan Hasam. So Tanan Hasam, it says over there, it's a mission Trumos, it says, Acheresh HaMedaber, a person who's deaf but who can speak. Ve'eno Shemea, but he can't hear. Usually a cheresh means someone who is like a deaf mute, but here it's a cheresh of the unusual kind that he speaks even though he can't hear. So the halacha is, the Mishnah says, lo yitrom, he shouldn't take truma, he shouldn't be the one to take truma off the peros. Vim taram, but if he is the one who takes the hafrasha, takes the truma, truma so truma, it's effective. His truma taking is effective. Now what's the reason? The reason is like this, that since he can't hear what he's saying, he shouldn't l'charchila go and say, and be mafresh truma. But if he did, then it's like now because musukan, you know, he didn't do it the way the Tana here wants him to do it. But anyways, now that he did it, even though he did the bracha which he says, still the thing is now mesukan and he can eat it. It's not no longer now it's chulin. So that's the mystery we have over there. We want to try to resolve which of our Tanaim is this mishnah. This will become the main thrust of the resolving this mishnah and our mishnah is going to be like the main interplay of the rest of the Amud. So it says Mantana. Who is the Tana of that mishnah? The mishnah in Trumos, right? Cheresh medaber ve'eno shemea. It says that the cheresh who can speak but can't hear, di eved in, and it says bidi eved he's yotzi. However, lechachil lo, but lechachil he shouldn't do it. So who's that? So now, as I draw the picture, now you see, I just put it here. It's actually that's the middle case, which we have no name there. I started in that the default position. So we want to know how is this going to work out? Okay, so we say. Amr Rav Chista, Rav Yosi. Rav Chista says that's Rav Yosi. So we've drawn this picture wrong over here. He's saying Rav Yosi belongs over here. Okay. Well, before I move it, let's see what happens. So Rav Yosi, this Sinan, what's the proof? Because it says Hakore Shema, when it reached Shema Veleishmila Azno, but doesn't hear it, he's Yotzi. Divi Rav Yehuda. We'll put those words in. The Bach takes it out, but that's Rav Yehuda. That's our Tana Kama. Okay, so he sets when it says Yotzi, like we have over here, right? You're Yotzi. Rav Yosi Omar Lo Yatza, and Rav Yosi says you're not Yotzi, which we have over here, right? Now, how does that prove? If Rav Yosi says you're not Yotzi, where do you see that means in our Mishnah and Trumas they're Yotzi b'di'evid? It doesn't yet, but keep reading on. Adkan, up until this point, when we're talking about Kriyashma, Lo Kam Rav Yosi Lo Yatza El Gabi Kriyashma. That was only pertaining to Kriyashma that you're not Yotzi b'di'evid. Because why? It's Doraisa. The mitzvah of saying Kriyashma is a Doraisa mitzvah. Of all Truma, when it comes to taking Truma, Mishum Brachahu, the issue is just a matter of not hearing the Bracha. And that's the shortcoming. However, a Bracha is Durabanan. And that's a lesser significance. That's reason number one. Harash learned it's reason number one to be Makel, is that it's only a Durabanan issue. And number two, and probably more importantly, Lo Bebracha Talya Milsa. The Iker issue is the Mafish the Truma. And that doesn't depend on the actual Bracha. Like everything else, you went to wash your hands before eating bread, and you just neglected to make a bracha. So you've washed your hands, and now they're washed. You just missed the opportunity to say a bracha, but you're yotzi the hand washing part of it. So same thing here. You took truma, okay, you didn't say a bracha, so you messed it up. And in fact, what we do b'zmanazem many times, the truma is, you know, we're mesupik, maybe yes, maybe no, so we make it without a bracha. So the point is, the bracha is not ma'akev. So when Rabbi Yossi said you're not yotzi by kriyishma, that's because. A, it's a doraisa, we'll call that, and also that's the ikar thing, that's the mitzvah, is actually to say it. Whereas when the mitzvah is something else, it's taking truma, and the bracha is extraneous, and that's a durabun issue, so that then if it's a durabun, he'll say you're yotzi b'di'evid. So that means, I'm redrawing the map like this, here on my chart, I've got Rabbi Yossi now is going to become, Rabbi Yossi holds midoraisa, you're not yotzi even b'di'evid, for doraisa matters, I'll call it doraisa, and when it comes to the rabbans, he says you shouldn't do it. Lo lachachila, but b'di eved in you are yotzi. So that's our lining up the story here. Yeah, good. Everyone good. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Who says? Umemai? Who says Rabbi Yosihi? Dilma Rabbi Yudi. Maybe the middle. Maybe the man who's to fill the byline of the Mishnah and Trumas is actually Rabbi Yehuda. And va'amar gabi kriyashma nami di eved in lachachila lo. And he holds that when it comes to Kriyashma and when it comes to Hafrash Truma, Rabbi Yehuda is the one who holds Bidi Eved, you're Yotzi, but Lachachil, you shouldn't do it. Teda, and Taka, I'll bring you a proof like that. Teda, you should know. Ziketani, it actually says in our Mishnah, Hakore, the one who read, which implies it's been done. Di Eved in Lachachil Lo. The Tana says, one who's Hakore is Yotza, which means he's Yotzi after the fact, but Lachachil is not Yotzi. So therefore, we're going to say this drawing is wrong, perhaps. We're going to revert back and say, you could equally say, there's only one Rav Yosi, and he's like this. He's holding, you're not Yotzi even b'di'evid. And Rabbi Yehuda is the one who says that you're Yotzi b'di'evid even for a Doraisa. Right? Okay. Good? I don't know if get this. Watch the pieces here, right? We've shifted over thing. You could have Rabbi Yehuda being both the Tana of both Mishnayas of the one in Truma, which says Yotzi B'di'evid, and our Tana too, and our Tana Kama of our Mishnah, when he says you're Yotzi by creation, means B'di'evid. That's Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda, and the Rabbi Yosi holds no, and Rabbi Yosi holds you're not Yotzi even B'di'evid, neither for Truma, perhaps, and also neither and not for Kriyashma.
What's the basis for jumping these around?
what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is we're saying you haven't got to run. That was it's suggesting to line it up like this. This is, I'm just illustrating, like drawing on the chart on the board, so to speak. So now, so that's the next. That's the, we're holding now. So wait a second. Amri, wait a second. Maybe I'll tell you Haida Katani Hakore. The reason why it said Hakore, your proof was Hakore means like post facto. And then saying post facto, that's why you're only Yotzi post facto, b'di'evet, but l'chachila you shouldn't. That's what you're saying in Rabbi Yehuda Shita, the Tanakama. Maybe not. Maybe it's lo dicha kochod Rabbi Yotzi. Maybe not. Maybe the reason it said past tense to tell you, even b'di'evet, you're not Yotzi. Even b'di'evet, you're not Yotzi with Kriyashma. So it's, that the reason why it says past tense isn't to tell you, display to the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Yehuda Taka holds that maybe only l'chachila you are Yotzi, and forget the past tense. The point was only that Rabbi Yossi holds even b'di'evet you're not. Now, I don't want to get into like, I want to keep very poshly here. The question is, there's an issue about like which is more reasonable and koach why should it be and koach the tera adip and so on. You can look at Tosas later on. Like, I don't want to get bogged down by any kashas why. It works out okay in the end. Don't worry. Okay. Now, so we're suggesting maybe this is equally tenable. But the problem is if you set it up like this, Rabbi Yossi being the one who says b'di'evet you're not Yotzi, and Rabbi Yehuda saying you're Yotzi even the chachila. Now I've got a problem in the middle again. We're back to what's in the middle, right? So the Gemara continues on. Di Rabbi Yehuda, afil achili nami yata. Rabbi Yehuda holds, however, that you even lechachila, like I've moved them over here, you're yotzi if you go and say Kriya Shema without hearing your ears. Now, one second. But my kimta. So how are you going to now resolve the issue of the middle case here, the Mishnah of Trumos? So you're back to saying it must be Rabbi Yossi, and it looks like this, right? Rabbi Yossi was holding midraban your yotzi b'di'evet. And the Raisa, you're not Yotzi b'di'evet. So you're saying it's Krav Yossi? Belaha, wait a second. The sign it says in her Braisa, Lo yavarach adam birchas amazon b'livo. A person shouldn't say birchas amazon in his heart. Vim berich yatza. And if he makes a brach, however, then he is Yotzi. Now, one second. That's a Doraisa. And we're saying, L'chachila, you shouldn't do it. But b'di'evet you're Yotzi. That's a b'di'evet in l'chachila lo. On a Doraisa. Well, we haven't gotten the chart here. Right now we had the middle man being Rabbi Yossi, but only letting it on a Durabanan. So money, lo Rabbi Yossi, that's not Rabbi Yossi. We said Rabbi Yossi would say when it comes to Doraisa, you're not Yossi even b'di'evet. And lo Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, he can say when he comes speaking things out, it should even be l'chachila. Okay. Tosas also discussed, by the way, like why should this halachas of Shema apply to Birchas HaMazon? You can iron Shema also. I don't want to get bogged down by that. It's a question. Like Mechatei said, these same rules apply across the board when it comes to other mitzvahs. But anyways, it'll work out for that also. Okay, don't worry. Okay? Now, since the Rabbi Yehuda, it can't work out either way. Ha amar l'chachila nami yotza. Rabbi Yehuda said that you're yotz even l'chachila, like we wrote. And Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Rabbi Yossi, d'eved nami lo. He said, even d'eved, you're not Yotzi when it comes to Doraisa. So who's in the middle here? We got a problem. Ella Mai, what it must be. Rabbi Yehuda, it must be that Rabbi Yehuda is the one who holds that you are d'eved in l'chachil lo, only after the fact you're Yotzi l'chachil not. Right? And then, so we're back to this again. It must be like this. We've narrowed it in. It must be look like this. That Rabbi Yossi holds not Yotzi even b'di'evet, and the Tanakama, who's Rabbi Yehuda, holds, and all the Mishnayos here when it comes to the rice issues, even the Rabbanans actually, for that matter, both in our Mishnah, as well as the benching, as well as the Truma, it must be all a case of b'di'evet in your Yotzi after the fact, but l'chachil, no, you shouldn't do it. Uh-oh. Problem. Elahad the Tani Rabbi Yehuda, what are you going to do with this? Because we have another Braisa, in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, Breder of Shimon Pazi, who says, "Acheresh hamadaver, if a cheresh, a deaf person who can still speak, they know Shemaya, just can't hear, torem, l'chadchila, he can take truma l'chadchila." Now, wait a second. We just ended up saying a second ago that the shita of Rabbi Yehuda was, in all these cases, including truma, was b'di'evet in, yes, after the fact, yotzi, however, l'chadchila, no. But this, Bryce here says, l'chadchila, you can, no problem. L'chadchila, you can go and take truma even if you can't hear what you're saying. So, problem. That means something has to be in this box. But we're stuck now because we can't move it back. We just resolved it, can't go there. So, what's going to be? Money. Who could be that? Who could be. Oh, sorry. Yeah. money. Who could it be? Lo Rabbi Yehuda. It's not Rabbi Yehuda. Below Rabbi Yossi. Not Rabbi Yossi. Now we're stuck. So, here Rabbi Yehuda, if we say it's Rabbi Yehuda, Ha Amar Di Eved Im Lechachilo. We just put the box for Rabbi Yehuda being this box, the Bidi Eved Im Lechachilo box, the middle box. Here Rabbi Yossi, can't be him either. Ha Amar Di Eved Namilo. We said it's not Yossi even Bidi Eved. Who says Lechachilo you can do it even though you can't hear? Who goes in that box? I'm going to work. Ella, listen. La Olam Rabbi Yehuda. Right? Afil Lechachilo Nami. Really, we have to move Rabbi Yehuda back to being over here. But what? Now we're going to have kashas. But don't worry. What's the kashas? Below kasha. Don't worry. Hadi day. When he said l'chachila, you can do it. That's Rabbi Yehuda. The middle case. That's somebody else. Hadi rabbei. The middle case of l'chachila, you can't. B'riyev du yotzi. That's a new name. That is Rabbi Yehuda's Rebbe who holds that. Like we're pulling out a new shita. How do you see that? This tanan, as it says in the Mishnah. It really actually taka should be this sign. It says in a brisa. Actually, it is a brisa. Okay, not a Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. That's the name of his Rebbe, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. That Hakore Eshma, when one says Shma Tzarek Sheyishma LaOzno, you need to make it hear. You need to make it heard. Shneamar the pasuk says Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. You have to hear it. Now, Amalei Rebbe. Now Rebbe says, sorry, Amalei Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Meir says, wait a second. Horeyu Omer Asher Anochi Mitzavacha Hayom Al Levavecha, that what I command to you on this day in your heart, Achar Kavanat Alev Hanan Devarim. It's after the all matters that's going on inside your hearts. So you see, now we've got a shita of Vilazim Nazaria, another shita who said that you need to hear it. Right? So that what does that mean? Need to hear it means you need to hear it Lechachila Bidi Yevdil Biyotzi if not. So therefore, Lechachila you need to hear, but Bidi Yevdil you'll be Yotzi, even if you didn't hear it. Right. So that's our chart over here now. We've got, I'm putting a third sheet on the table here. Rabbeid Rabbi Yehuda, in other words, Rabbeid Rabbi Azariah is the middle case. He holds Bidi Yevdil Lechachila low. It's going to be Rabbi Yehuda holds Lechachila, you can say it to Yotzi. And it'll be Rabbi Yotzi holds even Bidi Yevdil you're not Yotzi. Okay? Now we've done something a little strange, which is we've got Rabbi Yehuda arguing with his Rebbe, which is not a nice thing, and we'd rather avoid it if we could. So we say, wait a second. Hashta aslahi, once you come this far, and you brought another shita, if you look at the Mishnah again, the Brisa again, I should say, we had a shita, remember, that's a Machlok between Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, as we're now defining it, and Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, you should hear it, at least the Chachila, and Rabbi Meir says, no way. It goes after Kavanas Alev. Whatever you think in your heart, that's good enough. And Kavanas Alev means, Rashi says, just you don't hear what you're saying, but you're saying it. That's Rashi there. Okay. So once you have that shita, so Hashta Aslahi. Once you come to the point where you have another man on the table, Rav Meir. So then, why would you want to have Rabbi Yehuda arguing with his Rebbe? Rather, a filotema. Let's just say. Rabbi Yehuda Krabbeis Farley. Let's just collapse these two shitas and say Rabbi Yehuda and his Rebbe are really together. They're the same person. They both hold that the Eved In or Yotz B'Eved Haver Lachachila. No, and who should be the person who says Yotz Lachachila? That's Rav Meir the whole way through. Okay, so now we got three shitas all lined up, and it'll be good, right? Below Kasha, and everything will now work out. You have no Kashas left. Ha Rabbi Meir, the one who says Lechachila, you could do it, that's Rabbi Meir. And Ha Rabbi Yehuda, the one who says Di'avdin Lechachila lo, that's Rabbi Yehuda, and what he got from Azariah, from Elazar ben Azariah. Okay? I like that.